USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden appears to be willing to remove a push for a $15 an hour federal minimum wage as part of his COVID relief package. In an interview with CBS News that will air on Sunday, Biden says he doesn't believe the wage hike will survive the budget reconciliation process and that he's ready to push for a standalone bill. But some members of the president's party are insisting the wage hike remain in that bill. Representative Ro Khanna of California is one of those congressmen, telling MSNBC that it would be a mistake to take the provision out of the COVID relief package.
We have to fight this and make sure it's in reconciliation. It would be a colossal mistake not to include this in the package. The House can pass it with $15, and then we ought to, in conference, insist that it's in the final package. I don't think we should unilaterally strip it from this bill.
This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by IBM. Patenting new inventions is an important part of innovation. In 2020, IBM received more than 9,000 U.S. patents across key technology fields, making IBM the top recipient of U.S. patents for the 28th year in a row. As many companies use quantum computing to tackle challenges in industries like energy and financial services, IBM remained the leader in quantum computing patents obtained. IBM inventors patented technology to help businesses scale their use of AI and received more than 3,000 patents related to cloud and hybrid technologies. Jeff Welzer, vice president of IBM Research, says,
since 1920, IBM has received more than 150,000 U.S. patents and played a crucial role in innovations ranging from magnetic storage to laser eye surgery. IBM's culture of scientific research is integral to the company's ability to develop technologies that matter to our clients, our communities, and to the world.
To learn more, visit research.ibm.com.
An impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump will begin on Tuesday, with the president accused of inciting the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. The focus for the president's legal team should be the constitutionality of the proceedings, according to the former Trump White House communications director. Alyssa Farah tells CNN that there is an open question about impeaching a president who's already out of office.
The president's legal team should really not be trying to relitigate January 6th. The facts are not on his side. That is not a helpful case to make. If I were still advising President Trump, which I am not, I would tell him to focus on the constitutional issues. There is a very open, real question about the constitutionality of impeaching a former president. As your reporter noted in the segment before, you know, that had 45 members vote against the procedural movement to go ahead with this impeachment on those grounds. When we get into relitigating the facts of the day of, that's shaky territory for Republicans to be in. So, again, the president should focus on the precedent that this sets and the constitutional side of things.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As Tampa prepares to host Sunday's Super Bowl game as safely as possible, health officials are warning about the possibility of spreading COVID at home if you host a party for the big game. The NFL's chief medical officer, Dr. Alan Sills, tells Fox News that he would give fans the same advice to stay safe that they've been giving their players.
Well, I would tell them the same thing that we've been telling our players, coaches, and staff for the whole season, and that is the best advice, that if you want to boil it down to one nugget, is we should all act as if someone is COVID infected around us at all times. Because if you do that, then you'll take care of all the appropriate measures. You'll wear a mask, you'll wash your hands, you'll stay distant from people. If you're eating without a mask, you'll move away to be by yourself. You'll make sure symptoms are reported. And so that advice has carried us through our NFL season, and I think it's the same advice we would share with our fans who may be gathering with those that they haven't been sheltering with throughout the pandemic.
Top 25 action in college basketball on Saturday saw number 6 Texas fall to Oklahoma State in double overtime, 75-67. Number 18 Missouri beat number 10 Alabama, 68-65. Number 12 Illinois topped number 19 Wisconsin, 65-70. Number 17 West Virginia topped number 23 Kansas, 91-79. Number 25 Drake got by Valparaiso, 80-77. And North Carolina beat Duke, 91-87. It was the first time those two squared off without either team being ranked since February 1960. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.